Amen. And this is for the leaders. It says like this. And for all, it's for everybody, because the word of God is for everybody. Yes. You can't just be a buffet Christian. No. Just a buffet. I'm just going to choose what I want. I'll take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. No. You got to eat it all. Tell your neighbor, you got to eat it all. The word is sweeter than honey. Good for the soul. The word. Man shall live off of every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Malachi 1:6. It says, a son honors his father and a slave his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? Mm. If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you priests who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? By offering defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible.
Oh my God.
Verse 8. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice.
Wow.
Is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you, says the Lord Almighty? See, sometimes, you know, we've been around a little bit. We've been around a little while, amen. And, you know, sometimes our sacrifice, amen, we don't sacrifice like we used to.
Come on.
We don't sacrifice like we used to.
That's right.
At first, God was, calling you, and God was raising you up, and you're all excited, and you're willing to do anything for Jesus. You were willing to give up whatever he asked of you, whatever your pastor asked of you, whatever your leader asked of you. Amen. But after a little while, you stop giving your best. You stop giving that prime sacrifice, that good, pleasing offering unto the Lord. You stop giving that and you started to give some lame sacrifices.
My God.
Lame.
Come on.
Blind sacrifices. It's time to, we got to get back to it, my friend.
Yes.
If we're going to continue to grow this church,
come on.
If we're going to continue, if we're going to launch out churches,
yes.
If we're going to raise up leaders, if we're going to reach the world for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ, amen, then we got to learn how to sacrifice.
Yes.
We got to learn how to give. We got to learn how to stay consistent in our offerings.
Yes.
We got to give to United We Can.
Right.
It's time for you to get a pen, one of these right here. It's time for you to put one on, and don't just find one and put it on. No, open an envelope, put some money in it, and send some finances to the world. Because we don't just have drug addicts in Grand Prairie.
That's right.
We don't just have heroin addicts, come on, in Arlington.
Yes.
No, we got, there's hurting people all over the world.
Yes.
And some of you want to go.
Come on.
You want to go. You're itching. You want to go. You want to travel the world. You want to travel so bad. You already got your passport. You ain't even said nothing to nobody. But you got your passport. And you say, I want to go. I'm excited. I can't wait to reach the world for Jesus. But you ain't even give no United We Can yet.
Come on.
If you got a heart for the world, it got to start right here.
Yes.
Starts right here. If you want to be raised up one day, and like Pastor said, you got to earn your bones. That chair you're sitting in, come on, somebody. We paid for those chairs. Amen. We, back in the day on Park Row, we used to pick up chair pledges. Come on, somebody. Because we needed some new chairs. Because God is doing something in our church, and we are trying to raise the standard, and God wanted to do something. So pastor said, you know what? We need some new chairs. Is there anybody willing? Come on. Is there anybody that is down for the cause? They're down, amen, for this church. Are you willing to pick up a chair?
Yes.
How many remember that? Amen. Chair prayer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you make sure you take care of them chairs. Amen. So we invested.
Yes.
But there's going to be more times. It's not going to be a chair pledge. It's going to be, come on, it's going to be a $1,000 pledge. It's going to be a $2,000 pledge. It's going to be a $5,000 pledge. We picked those up too. And we gave those pledges. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
How about you leaders? Are we gonna answer the call to sacrifice when pastor asks you? Come on, somebody. Hey, you know what? Come on. So there is a need. There is a need. There is a need. And I know you see it. I know you see the need. How come if you see the need, you haven't met the need? You don't even talk about the need. You ignore the need. You walk around the need. Answer the call.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ignore the need.
Yes.
Wow. I know you see it. Come on, somebody. You look at it all the time.
Come on.
Look at that need.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Let me check my bank account. Maybe next time. Pastor hasn't asked yet. No, God, the Holy Spirit is talking to you.
Come on, that's right.
The Holy Spirit put it in your heart.
Yes.
Why are you making excuses for? Come on, somebody. Answer the call to meet the need.
Come on.
We don't even say that no more. You see the need? Meet the need.
Come on.
Huh? That's how we were raised.
Yes, yes.
That's how we're raised, man. You see that need, you meet that need.
Yes.
God put it in your heart for a reason. Amen. So come on, just meet it.
Yes.
But we want to offer them sacrifices, come on now, that don't even mean much to you.
Come on.
It still looks like a sacrifice, though. It looks like it. But you know it does. You know it's not hurting you. You know you can give a little bit more. You know you can give a little bit more of your time. Amen. Is this too heavy?
Good.
Huh? It's Friday night.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. I ain't got no hair. I ain't gonna let down my hair. I ain't got no hair. Amen. So I just preach like this anyways.
Come on.
Huh? See, sometimes we have that Judas spirit. Huh? You can't have that Judas spirit.
Come on.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't have the Judas spirit, Judas sacrifice when you want.
Yes, come on.
Judas give when you feel like it.
My God.
Judas meet the need sometimes.
Come on.
Someone say Judas.
Judas.
We can't be like Judas.
That's right.
Come on.
Huh? Well, what am I gonna get out of it?
Come on.
What am I gonna get out of it?
Yes.
No. You can't just sacrifice when it's convenient for you.
That's right.
You can't just sacrifice because you think you're going to get a promotion. You can't just sacrifice just because, you know, you think you're going to get raised up. And you can't just sacrifice when people are just looking at you. And, I'm going to give now because they're watching me. You know, I'm going to give now because maybe I might get raised up. You got to give all the time. You got to give when people are not looking. You got to give. Come on, somebody. And it starts in your prayer closet when you give time to Jesus in your prayer closet. Huh? Judas. We ain't got no Judases here, right? We ain't got no Judases here, right? We ain't got no people who you know what? I'm just going to sacrifice, you know, when people are looking at me.
That's right. Come on.
You know what? Check this out. It says, you know, if we don't continue to model leaders, if we don't continue to model, amen, then, you know, we're going to end up like the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Right.
In Matthew chapter 23, in verse 15, it says this. It says, "Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You travel over land and sea to win a single convert. And when you succeed, you make them twice the child of hell as you are."
Come on.
Judas.
Wow.
See, my friend, no. We got to continue to model sacrifice.
Yes, yes,
you got to wear it proudly.
Yes.
I wear it proudly. I love, come on, somebody. Amen. It does something to me. It causes me to trust God more. It causes me to step out in faith more. It causes me, man, to really pray and fast and say, God, are you going to meet that need? God, I gave everything I have. I laid it down. I don't have no more to give because I gave it all. So, God, you got to come through. And, you know, if you don't come separate myself. And God, you're going to come through because you're faithful.
Come on.
Faithful. I mean, God is going to come through for you. Amen.
Yeah.
So God is going to come through. So you got to continue to model it. You got to wear it proudly. You got to say, you know what? I'm a sacrifice. If Abraham could do it, then I'm going to do it. If Jesus did it, then I'm going to do it. If my pastors did it, then I'm going to do it. Come on, somebody. If my leaders are doing it, then why can't I do it? Sacrifice. That's what this vision is all about. My friend, we were birthed in sacrifice. We were birthed in giving. Why? Because one day someone said they ain't never going to give. They're a dope fiend. They're a drug addict. They're a gang member. They're going to steal their offering.
My God.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God said, God said, watch this. But wait till I get a hold of them. Yeah. Wait till I get a hold of their heart. Right. Wait till they graduate the men's home. They were the biggest thief. They were the biggest robbers. But watch, now they're going to be the biggest givers. Come on, somebody. Amen. Yeah. They're going to lay down their life. Right. They're going to give their first fruits. They're going to stand. They're going to stick it out. Amen. Yeah. Until the wheels fall off. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Sacrifice.
Amen.
Someone say sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
See, there's a scripture, and it's found in Proverbs, and it says, in Proverbs chapter 20, let's see, 22:28, turn there with me. Proverbs chapter 22:28. This is why it's so important. See, God says that he chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. In 1967, God chose a foolish man. 22:28, the word of God reads like this. It says, do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. This ministry was birthed in sacrifice.
This ministry
was birthed with people laying down their life so that other people could have life, so that other people could experience freedom, so that other people could get off of drugs, so that other people could, you know, experience what it is to have a normal life, and then because they ain't never had a normal life. So you know what? Someone else said, you know what? I'm going to lay down my life so someone else could enjoy life. So someone else could actually experience life. Right. Have you experienced life? Have you experienced freedom? Have you tasted and seen and know that the Lord is good? Yeah. Amen. Has God been good to you? Yeah. My friend, if God has been good to you, then give him a radical shout of praise. Yeah. See, we can't move. We can't give blind sacrifices, leaders. Don't try to come at us. Come on. Pastor wasn't born yesterday. We weren't born yesterday. You can't come and bring up a lame sacrifice and say, you know what? I'm sacrificing. I showed up, didn't I? Here I am. I'm here. I'm sacrificing my Saturday. My friend, you don't even work on Saturday. Come on, somebody. You call it a sacrifice? That ain't no sacrifice. Time to sacrifice.
Yes.
Amen.
See, God has called us to be, amen, a royal priesthood.
Yes.
A holy nation. A holy nation. You know, at one time before, you know, we would call ourselves, we have something called the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Mm.
Right.
One nation under God.
Yeah.
Under God. But you know, some people started taking under God out. They didn't want to hear that in the schools because of other religions or whatever. You know, but sometimes, you know, instead of being under God, amen, we're one nation over God. Because we don't want to give. I'm going to close it with this. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8, and we all know the scripture. You know, there's some people, there's some ministries that they don't believe in tithing.
Come on.
They don't believe in tithing. They don't believe in it. Like, oh no, that's the Old Testament. That's the Old Testament. You know, we're not under the Mosaic law. You know, we're not under that. We don't have to tithe. We don't have to give God what belongs to God. Matter of fact, we don't even use that system no more. We don't have barns. Come on, and we don't have farms. And maybe some of you guys do, but amen.
Come on.
But you don't give. That's not currency today. That's not how currency works today. You know, we don't give our barley, our wheat, our bread, or whatever. Amen. No, but we have a different system of currency. But before, amen, that's how it was. You had to bring the tithe to the storehouse so that there would be food in the storehouse. But some people, some churches, they don't believe in tithing.
Come on.
You see? But see, tithing, it started before the Mosaic law.
Come on.
Jacob tithed.
Yeah.
Abraham gave a tithe. It talks about tithing in the New Testament. Yes, it does. In the Gospels, it talked about tithing.
Yes.
You know, Jesus would say about the Pharisees, you give a tenth of this and a tenth of that, but you forsake the other things.
That's right.
But Jesus didn't say not to tithe.
That's right.
You know, Paul was silent about tithing. He doesn't really mention tithing. You know, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't a tither.
Come on.
If anything, he was. Because he was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
That's right.
He believed in giving.
Yes.
He was silent about tithing. But you know what? You know what else he never mentioned? He never mentioned hell. Mm. Read it. He never mentioned hell.
Good, Josh.
He was silent about
it.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that doesn't mean that he didn't believe in it. Read your Bible.
That's right.
See, we gotta understand that, man, we're a ministry that we believe in the full counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation. My friend, we're in it. We're gonna practice it all. This is not a buffet right here. We want everything, the steak, the potatoes, come on. Everything that is in here, we're gonna get it, we're gonna apply it. And we're going to walk by it the best that we can. We're not perfect, my friend. We do fall. We do slip up sometimes. But we got to get back up.
Yes.
Malachi chapter 8, verse 3. Or verse, chapter 3, verse 8. Will a mere man, mortal, rob God? Yet you rob me, but you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, your whole nation. Your whole nation. One nation over God. They're trying to get over on God. They try to get over on God. But we're not a people that are going to get over on God. Amen.
Come on.
As you all stand here, we're a ministry that we believe in giving. We believe in giving. And I hope and I pray that you believe in giving too.
Yes.
Because there is a cause.
That's right.
There is a big cause. And while you're enjoying your time right now in God's house, while you're here and maybe, you know, you've been clean for 3 years, 4 years, maybe five, maybe longer, while you're dressed in these nice clothes, amen. There is some people out there overdosing on heroin.
That's right.
There is some people out there that are dying of suicide. There is people out there that they're lost, that they're bound, that, you know, they're going through it, that their family is being destroyed by methamphetamine. Their family is being destroyed by heroin and alcoholism. My friend, they're out there right now. They're your neighbors. Come on, they're your family. They're your kids. They're people out there that they're dying. Amen. And why? Because there's a devil, and the devil is our enemy, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But my friend, Jesus has come to give life and life more abundantly. So is there not a cause?
Yeah.
There is a cause. Ain't nobody trying to get rich here. We're not trying to get rich.
That's right.
I know my pastor. I lived with my pastor. Ain't nobody trying to get rich here. So when the devil lies to you,
come on,
rebuke him.
Yeah.
I don't miss me with all that. Because when you give, everything you do it unto the Lord.
Yes.
Everything you do, every sacrifice, every penny, every dollar, every drop of sweat, every minute that you give it to Jesus. You give it to God. Don't let the devil lie to you. He's trying to lie to me. He's trying so hard. That's why you have the whole armor of God. That's why you got to put it on. That's why you gotta know the tactics of the enemy, the wiles of Satan.
Yes.
He's a liar.
That's right.
There ain't no truth in him.
Yes.
Don't let money control you.
Come on.
Don't let material things have you. Come on, somebody. Right there where you're at, just lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't serve two masters. You'll love the one, you'll hate the other. If you're able to give your finances, if you're able to give your money, then the more you give that, the more you'll be able to give your time. The more you give your strength, your energy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands, close your eyes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just worship God just for a moment. If God spoke to you, I want you to come to these altars. Maybe you're struggling in the area of giving. Maybe you're backslidden and you're tithing. Maybe you're struggling with understanding. God wants to give you revelation. God wants to give you victory.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give
message on giving. But like Josh said, we can't go around it. We can't go around it. I mean, he opened up the altars, but really the altar call should be to give. Because Amen. The message was on giving.
Amen.
And even though you already gave, you should give again.
Amen.
Because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is, you know, the altar call is where you respond to the message. You respond to the message, you know, and it's a message on giving, so we should respond with giving. So tonight, I want you to give. You can, maybe you don't have cash, maybe you can give with the text message. They can put the number there on the screen, but we want to make that our altar call. And I gave already too. I gave my offering, gave another offering. But I'm going to also give through a text message because I ain't got no more cash to give.
No.
I done gave it all. You know, people. This is where people leave the church. This is where people say, you know what? See, I knew it. All the church wants is your money. No, that's not true. We don't just want your money. We want your life.
Come on now.
We want everything. And when we say Jesus is with us.
Yeah.
Jesus is with us because it's His church.
Right.
It's His church. And when we say we, I'm not talking about Victory Outreach. I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus just don't want your money. He wants everything.
Right.
Either He's Lord of all or He's not Lord at all. Let me say that one more time. Either He's Lord of all or He's not Lord at all. Either He has all your finances or He doesn't have none of your finances. Either He has all your life, either He has all your heart. Because guess what? When you die, you can't take nothing with you. I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Never. Huh? I don't understand why they even dress us up in the coffin. You know what I mean? That's a wasted suit. But maybe for modesty, I don't know. But guess what? We're going to leave. We came in naked, we're going to leave naked. So don't, why are you trying to hold on to stuff? Why are you trying to hold on to it? So tonight, if you want to get through a text, for your phone now. Dial 214-444-6597. And just put the amount. If you're going to give 20, put 20. If you're going to give 100, put 100. And you send it.
Amen.
And you'll get a link. You fill that link out and you give. But let's give tonight. Let's give. Amen. Let's let that be our proper response. Amen to this message. Amen. Can we do that here tonight?
Yes.
Can we see some phones out? Amen. I'm going to do it myself right here. Amen. And see, this is where again, like I said, this is where people get funny. You talk about money, people get funny. But you know what my pastor taught me? He says, if they leave, Rev, let them leave. Because you're not going to build with those type of people. Amen? You're not going to build with those type of people. We're going to build with givers. We're going to build with givers. We're going to build with givers. I said, we're going to build with givers. We're going to build with people that are not afraid to give. That are not afraid to give. Not just their finances, but they're not afraid to give, like Joshua, their time. Huh? And that's next. Amen. Because we're going to start getting ready to hit the streets real hard. We're going to start doing a lot of rallies. Not only that, but we're going to do some dramas now. Our drama's been asleep. We're going to wake them up. We're going to resurrect Big Homie. Hello, somebody. Big Homie's been sleeping. We're going to resurrect him. And guess what? That's going to take you giving up your time. Even if you're not in the drama, you're going to have to come and bring people. You're going to have to pass out flyers. You're going to have to come and testify. You're going to have to come and work the altars. Come on, somebody. Why? Because, like Josh says, that's our principle. God has called us to be a giving ministry, a giving people. The only way we're going to reach the world is by giving ourselves away. Giving ourselves away. And many that are involved in ministry, you're giving yourself away when you're in that ministry. This is why you got to stay faithful to that ministry. Give yourself. This is why you got to get plugged in. Amen. Listen, we just don't want you to give your finances. We want you to give your time. We want you to give it all.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So again, it's not true that all the church wants is your money. No. Come on, somebody. Want it all. Your whole life, your whole time. And I'm not saying you have to be, we understand. Don't get it twisted. You can't be in the church all the time. You got to go home and you got to take care of your kids and you got to go to work and you got to do all that stuff. That's giving unto the Lord also.
Yes.
Huh? But you're building that family and you're working so that you can bring it to the storehouse. So that you can bring your children to the storehouse. So that they can grow up in the house of the Lord. And they can learn to be givers. I'm already teaching. I've been teaching my kids to be givers. I have talks with them. Now I have a talk with them this week. I said, man, we're doing something. I don't know what we're doing. Oh, yeah, I went to go recycle our old 5-ton unit to the recycling center. You know? And I said, I'm going to recycle this thing. They're going to give me some money. How much money are they going to give you? I said, I don't know, but they're going to give us money. Ooh, you think I can give my cars and give me some money for it? I said, yeah, they'll probably give you a penny. I don't know. You know? I said, oh, wow, what are you going to do with that money? I said, I'm going to feed you. That's what I'm going to do with the money.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to feed you. You think everything's free? Nothing free. You got to buy stuff. You know? People think that, they trip when the church picks up money. What do you think? That the TXU just says because we're a church, it's free? You get your electricity free. Oh, you're a church, so you get a building free. You get a nice building free. My friend, it don't work like that. My friend, we pay bills as a church.
Right.
And that's why we give. That's why we ask you to give. Why? So that people can come in. I came in out of prison to this ministry. From prison, I came into this ministry. From prison, I came to Victory Outreach Dallas. Huh? I went into the men's home, free of charge. Did Josh charge you guys when you came to the home? Any of y'all? Huh? Did he say it's gonna be $10,000, $20,000? Did he, William? I mean, what's your name?
Jeremy.
Did he? No. No, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't charge you $10,000. Let you walk right in. Not even a dollar. Just stepped in. Raul, did he charge you? He picked you. He even picked him up. Did he charge? ¿Te cobraron cuando entraste en la casa? ¿Te cobraron? No, ¿verdad? O sí, $100 te cobraron.
No, nada.
Qué milagro.
Did they charge you, Brother Joe? No? Huh? William, did they charge? Have we ever charged you?
No, sir.
Huh? Did they charge you, Chino? Huh? Have they even feed you? They feed you. Oh, my gosh. Huh? Did they charge you when you came in? Huh? I came in like that from prison. Huh? Huh? I was where they're at. I was where you guys were at. Where you guys were at? That's why you're future pastors. Future leaders right here. I came in like that. Huh? Huh? And look where I'm at now. Pastor of a ministry of the greatest church, like Josh said. He said it. The greatest church. Huh? That's why we give. To see broken lives restored. To see treasures out of darkness built. Ain't nobody trying to get rich. We're just trying to save souls. And it's not just about, we pray, but it's not just about praying. Huh? We fast, but it's not just about fasting. We read the Bible, but it's not just about, it's about everything. We got to do it all. We got to give. We got to hit the streets. We got to disciple. We got to build leaders. We got to do it all in order to make an impact. So let's give it our best shot. And don't trip when the church talks about money. Don't trip. Just give. Just give. You know what? You know what happens when you give? You cannot give God. You cannot outgive God. You cannot give God. And then I was telling my kids, I was like, see, this is why we give. We give. I give. I gave, they're asking about one of the vans, because they're saying, well, that's, you know, that, what dad, what if we, you know, because we went to the recycling center, we said, what if we just, you know, recycle the whole van? I was like, well, I don't think that would be a good idea, son, you know? And I said, you know, but I did give a van one day. I gave a couple of vans, matter of fact. And he says, you did? Wow, you did? I said, yeah, I did. I give. And I said, but you know, I give because God gives back. God, when you give, Jesus said like this, when you give and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, shaken together, and running over shall men pour into your bosom. Now, I heard preachers say that that has nothing to do about giving, and I'm not going to debate it, because it talks about forgiveness. Oh, but man, you know what? I've experienced it.
Yeah.
I've experienced it. I've experienced that blessing, that when I give, a good measure is given back to me. I said a good measure is given back to me. I don't deserve a pretty woman like that. I don't deserve a ministry like this. I don't deserve to do a calling like this. I don't deserve this. Huh? But because I've given my whole life to God, God has richly and abundantly given back to me. Amen. So we could have opened up the altar and you could have came and cried and bunkles everywhere and all that stuff, you know. That would have been great, you know. But you know, really, for a message like that, it should be that we just give. Our proper response is a giving. God is raising up a giving church. We are a giving church. We're in first place in giving to Run for Hope. We're in first place in our region. And some of them churches that are in our category have been around a lot longer than us. Huh? But you know what? Somos chiquitos, pero picosos. Maybe a few of us, but we're giving people. We don't have a stingy heart. We don't have a stingy heart here in Victoria, Arch, Grand Prairie. We give. And we don't get offended. This is why none of you left, because you don't get offended. This is why you're going to come back Sunday, right? Yeah. That ain't for money. Huh? Because we're a giving people. Amen. And I want to pray for you. Just lift your hands. I want to pray for you that God will bless you. Father, I pray right now for all those that gave, Lord. And those that cannot give. I understand there's some that could not give, God, because they just do not have. Because, God, I was once there. I didn't have nothing to give. When I first came to you, I had nothing to give, God. Oh, God, but I remember saying in my heart, when I do get something, I'm going to be a giver. And, God, I lived up to my word. And when you poured into my bosom, I gave. And, God, you're raising up givers in this place. People that will not just give their finances, but they're going to give their 100% best. God, they're going to give their all to you, Jesus.
And I pray, God, that as they do, that you would bless them and that you would meet their every need and that you would provide seed to the sower so that he could continue, so that she could continue to be generous on all occasions, at all times, Lord God. Father, that's why you're blessing your people, God. Lord, because there's so many people out there that still need to know about you, God. And it's going to take a giving church. It's going to take a church that is not afraid to give, Father God. Lord, God, finances is nothing to you. The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. Lord, God, you are our Father. You are our King, Lord. And God, you, God, make that determination, Father God. And Father, you freely give. You freely give. And God, let us freely give. Because as we have an open hand policy, Father, Lord, we will let go of anything you want us to let go. And we will receive anything you want us to receive. Father, bless your people here today. I pray, God, that, Lord, some will become first fruit givers. Yes. That they will flip over checks and sign them over to you, God. Lord, I pray that some, God, that, Lord, God, some want to be bigger givers. They want to be bigger pillars. God, they want to give more to finance the kingdom. So I pray, God, that you would bless them, God, with abundance of finances. However you do it, God, you increase, give them a raise, God, give them bonuses. God, bless their businesses, God. Let them open up businesses. Let them be the head and not the tail, God. Let them be the lender, not the borrower. Father, I pray this in the name of Jesus, God. Bless your people, Father. Lord, those that struggle in giving, break that greedy spirit. Break that Judas spirit here tonight, Father. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody says. Come on, somebody give the Lord some praise. I'm going to receive that. I'm going to receive that. Amen. You know, I want to testify God's goodness, you know, and I haven't been sharing, I've shared it a little bit, but I'm getting more excited because, you know, as a testament of another reason, another testimony of us being a giving church, you know, we've been giving to Run for Hope so much, amen. Right? We've been giving, you know, we've been giving a lot. For the last 3-4 years, we've given thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to world missions. That's money that we give and we don't see where it goes. When your tithes and offerings is what keeps us alive here in Grand Prairie. It's what keeps this church open. But when we give to Run for Hope and United We Can, we don't see where it goes. We just give thousands of dollars and we just throw it out there to corporate. And we see it in Victory, South Africa, and in Panama, and we see the work there. But you know, this year, our church, we're sending 3 students to the world. Brian, Brother Brian, where's he at? Right there. Come up here, Brian. He's already paid his tuition. Come up here, Brian. He already got his passport. His tuition. How much was your tuition?
$2,500.
And he paid it. You paid it in full? And then he got his passport. How much was your passport?
$475.
That's $3,000 already. Huh? And then he's going to get his plane ticket. How much is your plane ticket? About $1,000, huh?
About $700, $800.
$700, and we're praying for that. Huh? We're praying, but he's by, when are you going to be there?
July 10th.
Yeah. July 10th. He's going to be in Panama. Huh? A brother going to Panama. Come on, somebody. And we see that he's going to the world. Amen. He's going to the world. From can anything good come out of Grand Prairie? Huh? He's going to be hitting the streets, reaching the church out of darkness in Panama.
Yeah.
Huh? But you know what? And he didn't stop tithing. Did you stop tithing?
No.
He didn't stop tithing. He kept on tithing. Yeah. He kept on tithing. Huh? He kept on tithing. And because we get into world missions, that God is allowing our fruit to go to the world.
Good, amen.
So Jose, come here, Jose. Where are you going in October?
Africa.
You figure it'd be the other way around. God has a sense of humor. You figure he would be going to Africa and he would be going to Panama. He's going to South Africa. In October, he will be there. He will be there.
Yeah.
Huh? He will be there in South Africa. Magali, come up here. Magali, come up here. Hurry, brother, sister, take your time. Come on, come here. Huh? She's come. She's going. Where are you going in December, January?
Panama.
Yeah. How much money you got saved already?
$1,300.
Wow. $1,300 you have saved already. How much is your tuition?
$2,500.
Yeah, her tuition is $2,500. She already has almost half of it saved.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? She just works as a what do you do?
A host.
She's a host. You know they don't get paid that much. Huh? But she's been saving and she's been tithing.
Yeah.
Still tithing, right?
Yes, sir.
God's meeting with you. So we got three international students right here. This is amazing. We don't have flags hanging. Why do they have flags? Because we're a worldwide ministry. We're doing something for God. We don't just say, just preach Grand Prairie. No, we believe in the world because Jesus said, go ye into all the worlds. We don't have to be a mega church to reach the world. Huh? No, my friend. You know, we just, you know, chiquitos pero picosos. And pretty soon we're going to be a big one. Amen. We're going to have a big bite. Come on, somebody. But it's because we continue to sow to Run for Hope, to World Mission, because we're a giving church. Grand Prairie is a giving church. Amen. And let's not ever be selfish and just, let's just fix up our church, pastor, and let's just fix up our altar, and let's just fix up our offices and our media and our worship team and our children's ministry. No, my friend, let's fix it up, but let's not stop giving to the world. Because I'm a firm believer, if we give to the world and we're givers, God's going to give to us. God's going to give to us. You know, so let's continue to give. Amen. And God's going to bless you. You may say, well, man, give, but God's going to bless you. You don't understand. God's going to bless. He has to bless you so that you can bless the ministry.
Amen.
And that's the great news.
Right.
That God's going to bless your life. You receive that victory, I read. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to share that. Amen. And we're going to close. Amen. But we're going to get ready. And I want the guy, and I want those that were involved in the big homie drama to stay after. Amen. Because we're going to start practice tonight. Amen. We're going to start practice. And then we're going to start making flyers and hitting the streets. Our dramas, our plays are effective in evangelism. Amen. And we're going to be doing some evangelism. And we have different dramas that we're going to do. But if you want to help also, you can stay and see Brother Josh. Amen. You can stay also to help with the drama. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many were blessed tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Sunday morning, we'll be here preaching. I'm going to be preaching on kingdom leadership. Amen. It's a great message. Amen. That we have. And Sunday morning at 10:30. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the praise and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed. Praise the Lord.